From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have approved a joint statement on Syria, agreeing that there is no military solution to the conflict. Tom Turco reports.
The two world leaders repeated the urgency of destroying the Islamic State and agreed to, quote, maintain open military channels of communication between military professionals to help ensure the safety of both U.S. and Russia forces, end quote, as well as to prevent dangerous incidents involving the forces of allies fighting the Islamic State. Trump and Putin confirmed their commitment to Syria's sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity, and also called on the parties involved in the Syrian conflict to use the Geneva process to find a resolution. Tom Turco, VOA News.
The United States and South Korea started joint naval exercises Saturday. Maya Bush reports the drills will involve three U.S. aircraft carriers in what military officials describe as a clear warning to North Korea.
The four-day drills that began in waters off South Korea's eastern coast come as President Donald Trump continues a visit to Asia that has been dominated by discussions over the North Korean nuclear threat. Seoul's military said the drills aim to enhance combined operation and aerial strike capabilities and also display strong will and firm military readiness to defeat any provocation by North Korea with dominant force in the event of crisis. Maya Bush, VOA News.
The Israeli military says it has shot down an unmanned aircraft that attempted to infiltrate Israeli airspace from neighboring Syria above the Golan Heights. They used a Patriot missile. This is VOA News. U.S. forces conducted an airstrike against al-Shabaab Friday night, killing several militants outside Mogadishu, this according to U.S. and Somali military officials. Abdulaziz Osman has the story.
A Somali military official told VOA at least 13 militants were killed when a drone missile hit militants in Basra village in the lower Shabelle region of Somalia. U.S. Africa Command has confirmed the airstrike, which came less than 24 hours after a strike targeted the group in Bai region, killing several militants. In a separate attack, the Somali government said that 81 militants were killed and weapons were destroyed in the town of Chilib in southern Somalia. But the spokesman of al-Shabaab, Abdulaziz Abu Mus'ab, denied there was any attack against the militant camp in the town of Chilib. In a message posted on a pro-al-Shabaab website, the spokesman said the government's statement that 81 militants were killed is baseless. Abdulaziz Osman, VOA News.
Thousands of people backing Catalonia's bid to secede from Spain are rallying in downtown Barcelona to demand the release of jailed separatist leaders. The rally's grassroots organizers are calling for 10 prominent members of the secessionist movement in the northeastern Spanish region to be freed from prison. 8 former members of Catalonia's dissolved cabinet and 2 activists are in jail while investigations continue into their alleged roles in promoting an illegal declaration of independence last month. Polls show that Catalonia's 7.5 million residents are roughly split over remaining a part of Spain. Chinese consumers are spending billions of dollars shopping online for anything from diapers to diamonds on Singles Day. Marissa Melton reports it's a day of promotions that has grown into the world's biggest e-commerce event.
China's biggest e-commerce giant, Alibaba Group, said sales by retailers on its platforms had topped $25 billion. Its main rival, online retailer JD.com, which tracks sales starting from November 1st through to the actual day, had topped $19 billion. Singles Day was begun by Chinese college students in the 1990s as a version of Valentine's Day for people without romantic partners. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Greek police say they have arrested a trafficker carrying 90 migrants in his truck container. The truck was inspected outside the northern Greek city of Thessalonica Friday morning. Police arrested the truck driver and the immigrants who crossed from Turkey paid about $2,100 each to be transported to Athens. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.